So, Donna Moore, you became a school board member by beating Catherine Eastfold with one single vote. What do you make of that?
What do I make of that? Well, I guess the big lesson learned here is that everybody's vote does count. And, you know, and it's such a great example. And, you know, there's just a lot of people that that I talk to in the community that, you know, they just really feel the importance of voting now. There were a lot of people that said, oh, I was just so tired and I almost didn't go vote. But I did because I was thinking about you. And I just, you know, I'm just so very thankful for the people that did go out and vote. And I just hope that in the future that people will realize the importance of their one vote and what a big difference it does make.
And so tell us a little bit about your background and what inspired you to run for the board.
Well, I am a mother of seven children, and I'm married to my husband, Tim. We've been married for 25 years, and I'm the fiscal manager in the Department of Community Resources for Sangamon County, and I'm also a retired military veteran. I'm a former business owner, too. And so, you know, my interest in running for the school board is that I just believe that with my background experience, that I would be a great asset to the school board, and that I bring a different perspective. And I have a concern for the achievement level of the students within the district, and also the communication within the district. And so I'm hoping, you know, to kind of shed some light in those areas and show some support for the teachers and also the staff within the district to, you know, help them achieve their goal of increasing the standard, the level of standards our students are achieving. And, you know, I want to commend them for that.
Obviously, one of the main issues facing the district and will be facing the school board is the budget.
Mm-hmm.
And there are clearly painful budget cuts ahead as we see positions either not being filled as people step out of those roles or positions being cut.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen schools close. CCPA won't be reopening next year.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think needs to be cut first?
You know, I really don't have an answer for that right now because I need to be more informed about the budget and, you know, different areas that we are able to cut. I am going to fight hard not to cut costs in the classroom. And, you know, to keep that intact. And, you know, let's see what other areas that we can cut. But, you know, during my campaign, one of the things that I campaigned on, you know, one of my goals is to focus on the budget and accountability. And part of the accountability is that I want to encourage that we have an efficiency study done within the district. And to find out from a third party where we can make some cuts. You know, this has been done on a county level, and this has been done on a city level, and areas have been found to cut costs. I mean, just within the past weeks since I've been on the board, the legal firm that we use, they sent us a letter, and they were recommending areas that we could possibly cut costs in, you know, with their services. Okay, well, it's wonderful that they're being upfront and offering to maintain the same services, and yet here are some areas that we can cut costs. Okay, I think that if we use it, you know, if we have an efficiency study done, a company could have a broad approach, you know, looking at the full district and how the different areas work and how efficiently and effectively, and then let them come up with some recommendations on where we can cut costs.
You're listening to WUIS. I'm Rachel Otwell, and we're joined by Donna Moore, who is a new school board member. She was seated earlier this month. Donna, tell us what your priorities as a school board member will be.
My top priority, well, right now I'm connecting with the community. I think that that's going to be my top priority. And I've already started doing that. I've been, you know, the community being the schools and also the people within my district and also, you know, outside of my district too. I've been to several schools, visiting them and understanding how the school is run, some of their expectations, their frustrations, and also just responding to emails, letters, phone calls from people mainly within my sub-district. I haven't received many from outside the sub-district, but, you know, I welcome it because I like to know their opinion, their thoughts, their perspective, and then, you know, I can share that with the other board members.
Do you think the public could stand to be, I guess, more involved with the school district? And if so, how?
Oh, that's all. Yes, absolutely. I mean, just volunteers are so welcomed and needed. And in fact, another area that I want to connect with the community is when I was campaigning, I met a woman who used to write grants. And I would like to sit down with her and talk to her about, you know, the possibility of helping us to identify some grants. So not only cut costs within our budget, but let's try to increase our revenue. And so I want to talk to that woman and connect with that and see what we can do for the district.
And speaking of raising revenue, we know we live in a community that is maybe like most, perhaps, but not receptive to property tax increases. Do you think that's something, though, that will have to be considered looking at the budget and the $11 million or so that needs to be made up?
You know, we'll just have to see. You know, we'll just have to see where, you know, how well can we cut back? How well can we possibly increase our revenue through other sources? And then hopefully as a last resort, increase our property tax.
Is there anything you've found surprising so far as a new school board member?
Yeah. I think the one thing that surprises me most is that when something is before the board that we're voting on, all the background and hard work has already been done by the district staff. And so we're basically voting on agreeing with the conclusion that they have made or not agreeing with it. And, you know, we need to reconsider it or we're just completely voting it down. So I have to kind of get my footing on how much of a say we can have or how much of a change, you know, because I, you know, we are voted to be a governing body for the school district. Well, what does that mean and how do we do it? So I'm learning.